Okay, 462.
Authorize $65,000 for grant agreement with Momentum Alliance through the Diversity and Civic Leadership Program to support community engagement activities for communities of color, immigrants, and refugees through October 31, 2016.
Fritz. So thank you, Mayor, and I appreciate Commissioner Novick's forbearance. We did hear a lovely presentation and an inspiring presentation a couple of weeks ago. Two of our colleagues who will be voting on this were not there for that. So today we are going to have a very abbreviated presentation so that the public has another opportunity to hear about a Momentum Alliance and that they can continue to inform the council. As a reminder, the determination to fund Momentum Alliance was the result of the council action last year to expand the Diversity and Civic Leadership Program, and then the Office of Neighborhood Involvement organized a competitive process, and Momentum Alliance was the winner. And so I would like to welcome Diego Hernandez and Emily Lai to give us a brief snapshot of their youth-led organization's work and a preview of how Momentum Alliance will utilize city grant funds to expand its scope of service and impact.
Hello, Chair and Commissioners and Mayor. My name is Diego Hernandez. I am the Co-Executive Director of Momentum Alliance, and this is?
Emily Lai, and I'm a Program Coordinator at Momentum Alliance.
And just so you know, we're around 5 years old. I was a co-founder 5 years ago, and we have been growing ever since.
So I'm just going to give a brief overview of our general organization's mission and structure, and then we'll just kind of tag team on giving you a preview and review of what we're going to be doing. So Momentum Alliance is a youth-led social justice nonprofit. Are there cute kids in the back?
Yeah, there are. You could get upstaged. You know. Welcome.
So future members, perhaps.
Yeah. So Momentum Alliance is a youth-led social justice nonprofit whose mission is to inspire young people to realize their power individually and collectively and to mentor future social justice leaders. Nothing about youth without youth. We believe that youth should be leaders in our own lives and in our city. So with experienced coaches and allies, we support young people from underrepresented communities to become social justice advocates, decision makers, and leaders in the public, private, and nonprofit sector. So we exist in response to the demand from youth for more spaces and opportunities to advocate for themselves and for their communities and for the issues that impact them. We believe that people most directly impacted should be the ones at the table developing solutions and making decisions. This is why youth have decision-making power at all levels of our organization. Our founders, our board members, our staff, and our participants are all young people from underrepresented communities. In order to ensure that our organization is led by young people, our bylaws require that at least 51% of our board is 25 years old and younger. Presently, out of 25 board members, 75% of our board is under 25, with our youngest board chairs being 14 and 23. 85% of our board are people of color. 75% of our staff are people of color. And 65% of our staff are 30 and under. Our program coordinators, Carla Castaneda, and our youth director, Vanessa Dominguez, were both hired at the age of 19 after being program participants. And Diego Hernandez, our co-executive director, was hired at the age of 26 after being a founding board member at the age of 23. That said, we also have staff who are in their mid-40s and 60s because we believe deeply in the power of intergenerational and intercultural alliances.
All right. Well, we work with ages between 14 and 23 for our first program and 30 and younger for our second program, which is developing much more advanced leaders. And we represent an array of young people. Underrepresented, marginalized youth isn't just folks of color or youth of color. It's also young people who are undocumented. LGBTQ young people. We also represent gang-affected, STI and HIV-positive youth with disabilities, youth experiencing foster care and homelessness and living in shelters, youth who have experienced genocide and domestic violence and sexual assault, racial profiling, and displacement. I think it's our unique ability to build relationships across all identities that really makes this program really powerful. So we have, this funding is going to help us do some amazing work. Emily here and Carla Castaneda, who was mentioned earlier, both were former program participants, and now, because of the City of Portland, we'll be able to build a cohort that's going to help and develop 35 underrepresented young folks to become social justice and civic engagement leaders in our community. And the beautiful part is that our coaches, who will be part of making sure that all of our youth have the support that they need to thrive, were former cohort participants of our first leadership development program last year. So we want this to be, and with your support, to be this peer-to-peer youth development-driven model where young people lead themselves and also engage in the work. And let me talk a little bit about, and Emily can fill in, but let me talk a little bit about what our youth group has been able to do last year. Last year, we got involved with Metro's Racial Equity Action Project, Action Plan. And our youth were able to be part of that process and engage in it. And this year's cohort will be able to continue that process by deciding which action agenda items are a priority for them. On top of our youth have already been involved in the ONI process, in the ONI budget process, the DCL meetings. So we look forward to being involved not only at the metro and the region level, but also at the city level. And last year, our youth were also, for the first time ever, I mean, even setting steps in city council, but also in the legislature, was their first time testifying or being in the Capitol. We think it's really powerful when we can expand the opportunity and the minds of our young people who historically haven't had that opportunity.
Yeah. Just thinking about how one of our program participants who participated in the collaboration with Metro and giving them youth feedback on their racial equity strategy, one of the participants felt encouraged to apply to actually be on Metro's racial equity committee and is now on that committee. So these are some of the results of our programming. And like Diego said, just many firsts. Like last year was my first time lobbying in Salem. Some of our youth talk about highlights of being taking selfies with Governor Kate Brown and speaking to them about their stories.
So thank you very much for this opportunity. We look forward to having leadership also reflect the many communities that live in our city.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Questions? Thank you both for being here. I appreciate this view of the work you're doing. It's really exciting. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. We do take action on this today. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
I think it was really good to have the whole council hear from you. You had such a powerful presentation last time, and it's great to hear from you again. And Diego, I'll see you at the next Bernie Sanders rally. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, colleagues, for your support, and I'm very excited about this. I think it ties well with the mayor's initiatives on youth engagements in a positive way. It builds on the work that we've done with the Multnomah Youth Commission in a different format, and it's exciting to have this as part of our Diversity and Civic Leadership Program, which is now in its 10th year. So that program is designed to empower participants to learn about how government works and change some of the decisions government makes. And so you've been a great example of that. I'm very excited to welcome you, Momentum Alliance, to the ONI family. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, this is exciting. And we were talking earlier this morning about some of the iterations of new leadership in the city, particularly from communities of color, and there really is an opportunity, and I think you have an opportunity to make the most of that, to
show people that they can have power, they can exercise it, they can be leaders, make a difference. And this is a city that's really open to that. I think there are, you know, other power structures maybe elsewhere in the country that aren't as open as we are here. We're not perfect, but we are open. And I think teaching, mentoring, developing leaders who can make that true is really important. So I appreciate the work you're doing. Look forward to working with you and other new leaders. Aye.
Thank you so much. And just so you know, we have already gotten the ball rolling to start a youth equity collaborative, which includes Multnomah Youth Commission. So we're excited to build a larger coalition of youth civic engagement and equity focused organizations.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So exciting.
Thank you very much. Good stuff.